This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. It appears that hope is rising that a deal has been reached or has nearly been reached for Hamas to release a significant number of hostages. It started with the suggestion by the Prime Minister of Qatar, suggesting they are close to brokering that deal.
When you come closer to the goal, you feel your confidence levels are increasing, and we hope that we are reaching to that point.
While there is positive news on that front, even though both the United States and Israel are tamping down expectations, there was also heavy fighting between Israeli ground forces and Hamas fighters overnight. Here is Reuters correspondent Isani Blantre with some of the detail.
Witnesses reported heavy fighting overnight between Hamas gunmen and Israeli ground forces trying to advance in Jabalia. It is the largest of the enclave's camps with nearly 100,000 people, most of whom rejected Israeli appeals to evacuate to the south.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Russian drones targeted the Ukrainian capital Sunday, and the British Defense Ministry has published a fresh assessment on the Russia-Ukraine war. The latest now on both these from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London.
Russia launched 20 Iranian-made Shahed drones overnight. 15 of them were shot down by Ukrainian forces, says Kyiv's military administration spokesman. He adds the strike on the city was the second in 48 hours. Meanwhile, Britain's defense ministry says there are few immediate prospects of major changes in the front line in the winter, adding that intense fighting is currently concentrated near Kupiansk in the northwest and on the left bank of the Dnieper River.
This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin may take part in the G20 virtual summit next week, according to a state TV presenter on his Telegram channel. In this case, this will be a first event in a long time, with both Putin and Western leaders taking part in a meeting, according to the news agency. This will all happen on Wednesday. Sweden's Crown Princess Victoria addressed the German parliament on Germany's National Day of Mourning, saying since February 2022, the world has been using the word turning point.
Auch Schweden erlebt gerade eine solche Zeit.
She goes on to say that Sweden is also experiencing such a turning point, and with its accession into NATO, the biggest security policy change for Sweden since the Napoleonic Wars. Rangers from Northern Australia have started managing herds of feral animals with satellites. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports it's the largest project of its kind in Australia. It's being called the Space Cows Project.
Water buffalo were imported into Australia's Northern Territory in the 19th century. In wetlands, they move along pathways called swim channels, which have caused salt water to flow into freshwater plains. Under the so-called Space Cows program, feral cattle and buffaloes are being rounded up, tied to trees, and fitted with solar-powered tags that can be tracked by satellite. Scientists say the real-time data will be critical to controlling and predicting the movement of the feral herds, which are notorious for trashing the landscape. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
In Kenya, the third round of the United Nations negotiations in pursuit of the world's first treaty to control plastic pollution has drawn more than 500 proposals. Some say the number of submissions represented progress. The group Greenpeace said it was chaos.
Pas de regret. Adjugé.
One of the signature broad black hats that Napoleon Bonaparte wore when he ruled 19th century France was sold for €1.5 million. That's about $1.6 million at an auction on Sunday. The felt hat was the star of the sale of Napoleonic memorabilia. A French industrialist spent 50 years putting the collection together. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.